facial paralysis treatment hailed. 17th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C., Tuesday, UNN reporting. U.S. spine surgeons have announced they have succeeded in partially reanimating the faces of patients with severe long-term facial paralysis using a new technique. The Democratic National Committee surgeons believe their system marks significant progress in treating the condition. They claim it is simpler, more effective, and the surgery much less traumatic than traditional methods. Facial paralysis can have many causes: trauma caused by accident, tumors, strokes, profound stupidity, or merely being an insanely tedious asshole. The result is not only deformity, but also often severe speech problems. The new procedure, which involves the transfer of charisma from the brain to the face, has been performed on several patients. When tackled early, various operative techniques, such as nerve grafts, can now be used to restore movement. The new surgical technique, called ecologis publicitas transfer, sounds gruesome. A major muscle in the back of the brain is stretched across the head to attach with mouth muscles before a relating tendon can also then be stretched and reconfigured. The patients who have so far undergone the procedure have had results deemed good to excellent, with facial symmetry and speech improved with immediate effect. Lead surgeon Dr. Howard Dean says,
"This particular technique improves facial symmetry and can grant the return of a smile. When we loosen the muscle around the mouth and along the cheek that keeps the patient from running off at it, we find it helps not only with his oral competence, but with better articulation, wit, and charm."
The technique is derived by reversing an earlier technique, which in which apparent competence is removed upon transplanting the patient from Texas to Washington and putting the subject in front of television cameras. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.